Well, we've obviously had quite a mixture of gifts, and it's great to receive them and to think about, have you thought about how you're thanking the people that are giving you the gifts? Maybe you've already done it. And it's good to say thank you, isn't it? It's good to say thank you to the person because they've taken the time, they've taken their money to go and find that present, and they've given it to you because they care about you and that they love you. And so it's important that you to give that gift. So it's important for us to say thank you for the gift. And what are some of the different ways that we can say thank you today? What are some of the ways we can say thank you? Text message. I knew that was correct. Text message. What else?
I just gave my friend a
pizza. Oh, that's great. Yeah, we can do it in person. Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Any other ways? Letter writing. Come on to that in a second. Hold that thought. Yeah, anything else?
Email.
Email, yes. In person. Telephone. Yeah. Those are some of the ways.
Pigeon post,
yeah. Good. Skype, yeah, that's really good, isn't it? Yeah. When I go to Jersey and I kind of have a little bit of a pre-Christmas with Nicholas, I always he gets to open his presents before Christmas, obviously, which he really likes. And I video with my phone a thank you to my sister and family. So when I come back, I can play them the little video. It just makes it a bit more, it's amazing, isn't it? That's where we use technology. So actually technology is good for things like that. And but I'll just touch on letter writing, because when I was younger, we didn't quite have all those means of communication. I'll show you my age now. And I had to sit and write letters. And it wasn't something I was keen to do, was sit there and write those letters, partly because my handwriting was terrible, atrocious. And my school teacher once said, Salmon, he said, made me stand up at class. I think it was in year 7. And he said, your handwriting is like a spider crawling across the page. I said, that's all right, sir, I can read it. I don't think that was probably the right response to give, so I don't advise you to do that. But, you know, so my handwriting wasn't great. It took me a lot of time and making mistakes. But, you know, my parents encouraged me to do it. And, you know, if I hadn't sat and made me do those letters, or if we don't thank the people that gives us gifts, think about how it must feel for the person who gave it to us. They would think, oh, well, they don't care. They're not bothered. You know, we could hurt people's feelings that way. So it's important to give thanks and to say thank you. And also God's word tells us that it's important for us to give thanks to God, not just for those gifts that we receive, the material gifts, but also to give thanks for Jesus, who we focus on at Christmas, coming as that baby, born into this world. And just these words from John 1. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, this is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. Out of his fullness we have received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, but the grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and who is in closest relationship with the Father, has been made known. You see, that's God's present to us at Christmas, by the giving of his only Son, so that we can be forgiven of our sins, and gives us that pathway to eternal life. And surely, surely you must be in agreement with me that that is the best gift that we can receive this Christmas. I want to show you now a little clip, and it's very short, so we'll have a quick look at that.